Lucy Coleman Studio in Los Angeles, California, in the United States of America, on God's good planet Earth. This is PJ saying thank you for joining me for another webcast. It's been a number of days since I've spoken with you, since my last webcast, the MacArthur scenario and all that foolishness going on. Some things that I've learned in the past few weeks that can really assist me, that has really assisted me in my life, and I'm quite sure that it will assist you if you open yourself up to the possibility of you being free from thinking in a way that doesn't accommodate your life. Going to play a number right now by Duke Ellington called Meditation. Yeah. It's from his Centennial Collection, which I possess, which I have, and most beautiful music. Duke Ellington, in my opinion, one of the greatest African-American jazz musicians that have that ever walked the streets of... he spent a few days in Los Angeles also, but real good. The weather in L.A. today is nice, sunny, bright, and just beautiful. I could not complain. Let's hear a little bit of meditation from Duke Ellington, and then I'll be back with something to say. Here's something that I was on a breakfast fellowship with a group of brothers this morning around 10 o'clock, and my good buddy John from back east, in his outline, he brought the lesson. He said, if I can't change you, I must change you. Isn't that it? If I can't change you, I must change you. In other words, if I cannot bring about that positivity that will make you and I get along really grand, I got to change being around you. Why should I hang around you? Especially if you cause me conflict, turmoil. Here's another one that came out of that morning breakfast thing. If there are reasons why we can't, there are also very good reasons why we can. And I like this because someone would say, well, I can't get along with you, John. I just can't do it. Well, there's better reasons why you can. Duke Ellington, Meditations from the Centennial Collections. Enjoy. Thank you.
Duke Ellington.
Meditation. Yeah, that's something to meditate on. What a pianist. What an artist. I'm PJ, your internet pastor. That's right. No longer behind. Because those days, I think, if I can speak freely, a preacher friend of mine had a funeral that he had to officiate. And so he flies into Los Angeles. And one of the stops on the way to do the funeral, he stopped by to see me. And as we talked, we had a congenial conversation. Two men talking, a little theology, a little politics, a little about the musical industry and how it's gotten carried away and how people are easily controlled by the media. And I was impressed by the morning breakfast fellowship this morning because John used a PowerPoint presentation, and whenever I bring lessons, I do that. And I've been thinking about doing some Zoom things, but, you know, I'm not real excited about that because when someone starts doing Zoom and things like that, people have a tendency to think that you're looking for some kind of overt popularity or you're trying to build up a name for yourself and stuff like that. And it's not like that. I don't want to do that. My feelings for the past couple of days since I dealt with the Grace Community Church thing and John MacArthur, I can just speak freely and tell you that none of the accusations are false, because when people get money and they begin to live like that, to live like they're untouchable. A good example of that is, why are all these women coming forth on Governor Cuomo of New York? Why? I don't care whether he's Democrat or Republican. This is outrageous, man. Outrageous. Why is it that people with money think that they have power over other people? And okay, if you like the gals, you don't have the right. You know, I don't have the right to take my liberties with persons because I like them. I don't have a right to do that. And then to deny it and to see where the allegations go. Well, they aren't going anywhere. And so I guess that the worst thing that they can do to him is have him quit, you know, kick him out of the governor's seat. I'm not going to ask you what you think. I don't care what you think. If the guy did that stuff, he needs to bow out. Simple as that. There's one thing I knew that when I was a pastor, that if I touched, handled, or spoke with any of the people in the congregation outside of what they wanted me to speak, I was shazammed. I know that I was out immediately. And I think that that's the way it ought to be. But, you know, I got to realize this also, that we live in a world today where the kind of logic and justice that I'm talking about doesn't matter anymore, because people don't believe that they can live up to the standard. All right, I'll give you a good example. I'm looking out the Lucy Coleman studio window here, and it's nice and warm, and right after I do this very short but meaningful cast, I'm going to get my dog and walk him because it's around 1:30, and the sun is out at its height, and I got to get used to it and soak it in and exercise and walk my dog before it starts to get cool. Because when it gets cool, it transforms my body. My body takes on a completely different hue. So I'm going to get out there and do that. And maybe when I come back, I'll tell you a little bit about where my mind has been. I'm disgusted at the John MacArthur thing. Just totally disgusted. Number two, I'm disgusted at people that call themselves Christians, evangelicals, Reformed Christians, that will not come out. And this is what's blowing my mind, people. You know the guy is dirty, red-handed. By his own admission, he tells you he doesn't recall when he even met Christ, let alone. And you don't be coming in contact with Jesus at this early age, at what, 5 or 6 years old. You would need a psychiatrist if God came and spoke to you and told you all the things that some of these people that call themselves ministers tell you that God told them. I know this, that God does communicate with human beings because we are spiritual creatures as well as physical creatures. We are physically and spiritually adapt to receiving encode messages from the divine. We can. We are those kinds of people. Let me give you a good example. A young man had his son by here, and I don't like little children coming to my house or to my home. I haven't had the shot yet, you know, and I tell people I'm not ill. I'm not sick. I know I don't have COVID. I have old age. That's what I have. Because I don't get out there, I wear my mask. But the boy was in my house, and he's ADHD, all right? In other words, man. And I said, no, you got to take charge of your son and get him to Hades out of my house. Young man said, what? I said, number one, I'm a senior citizen. Number two, I don't want to walk around moving all my stuff around because you can't control your child. And the man said, but he's wild like that. And I said, watch this. I stood up. I pointed at the chair that I wanted the kid to get in. How old is he? I think he's what? 5 or 6, maybe 7, I don't know. I know he's somewhere around there. But I just pointed at the chair, looked at him, and he immediately, his face started changing, and he tried to utter some words, and I shook my head in the direction saying, no, and I pointed at that chair. No, that kid did set his butt right down and didn't move. And I looked at the parent. And I said, what is your problem? Take control, take charge over this situation. Well, you don't know what I put up. I said, I raised 2 daughters and never in my life did I have to speak to them like that. I got, you know what? I see all these, yeah, see, I'm developing a webcast. That's what I'm doing. I see all these Twitter and Facebook and YouTube and Zoom and all this, and they're saying that, you know, now they said on the World News Tonight that the kids in the past year didn't learn practically anything. Now they say, well, they don't have to be 6 feet apart. Put them 3 feet apart. I don't care if you, what? Talking about the children can't learn. Well, they're right. You need a teacher standing there to explain to you. For those of you that were my college students, when I taught at West LA and Harvard College, I told you these days were coming. I told you they were coming. Nobody wants to believe it. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I know what human beings are capable of. And the human beings that are in charge are capable of governing their society in such a way as to get the proper kind of reaction out of individuals. Because that's what they're seeking, to get the proper action out of these individuals as they control the lives of them. And that's what they're doing. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a conspiracy theorist. But I know that human beings in power will do all they can to control other human beings that don't have that power. And they've already taken control of your children. You can't chastise them. You can't, you know, and I told this parent, if the kid goes to break something in my house, I'm going to put a wham on his ass. So it's best for you to get him out because I don't allow that behavior. Don't allow it. And don't tell me that you can control a child. I know how to control a child. you know what? And when the tension comes on the adult and when the adult, you know what? There's an awful lot of, you know, I need to find, let me play a number now by Duke Ellington. And it's called, There's Something About Believing. See, you've got to believe in God in order for something to take place in your life. There's just something about believing. Duke Ellington. Duke Ellington and his ensemble there. There's just something about believing. That's what he said. See, and we don't We don't believe today. We don't want to listen, especially to old people. I know that there is a shift, a move, to move us away from the classicalness of believing the way the system is run, the way the world is run. Well, yeah, absolutely. What can I say? I'm going to walk my dog right now. So thank you for coming to my website. Believe in God on your own, for yourself. You don't have to attend a church. You really don't. I'm going to put emphasis upon this. Every time I come, you don't have to go to church. Now, what you have to do is live your life. Make sure that you're not jamming nobody's lifestyle, working, doing what Governor Cuomo is accused of doing, doing what that crazy fool did in Georgia when he walked in, I don't know where he walked in and shot up those people like that. And just people have lost their minds. And you can die any minute, any second. But there's something about believing, right? Let's call it that. That's what I'm going to call this. Something about believing. See you soon.